In the year 1952, I organized a group called the International Flying Saucer Bureau, one of the first organizations to study UFO and try to diagnose the many stories that were appearing in the daily newspapers about sightings. The group expanded until we had branches all around the world. We published a quarterly called Space Review, which contained news of interest to all members about UFOs in general. During the month of July 1952, I was plagued by many strange incidents involving such things as mysterious phone calls to discontinue my study of the UFO problem. In July of the same year, when I returned from a summer vacation, I was visited by three men in black. They seemed to float off the floor, but wore clothes similar to an Earth clergyman. They frightened me half to death, since I did not know they were present, until I got a strange prickly sensation on the back of my neck, as if I could feel someone staring at me. When I turned about, there they were, looking at me from the center of the room, with their strange glowing eyes. Their eyes seemed to penetrate my very soul, and I experienced a burning sensation, extreme pain above my right eye. They did not speak, but I could understand the message they were conveying to me. It definitely was telepathic, and here is the message. You have dedicated yourself to the solution of the strange problem of unidentified objects in your atmosphere. Your interest is deep and sincere, and you have devoted many hours to it. We also know that such interest and determination might lead to something that could bring you harm. We feel that you are a very good contact for us on your planet Earth. You are an average person, and we know that what we tell you and show you will not be believed by anyone you might tell. You are not a person of great renown on your planet, therefore we have nothing to fear at present. We have a purpose for being here, and we will be here for some time yet. We must not be disturbed in our ultimate goal. As you see us here, we are not in our natural form. We have found it necessary to take on the look of your people while we are here. This is mainly used as a means of returning here without being detected by anyone. We have made numerous contacts with Earth by means of craft from our base, and at present we have craft hidden at a remote spot on your planet. We have found it necessary to go to great extremes at times to frighten off your Earth people, and it has resulted in some deaths. We also found it necessary to carry off Earth people to use their bodies to disguise our own. We wish to keep in touch with you and tell you many things, because one day you will write about this, and we are certain that nobody will believe you, but you will be much wiser than anyone else on your planet. You will know what is out there in space, and you will know what the future holds for your mankind. You will see all three of us again. We will leave with you a small piece of metal similar to your coins. It is to be kept in a secret place of your own. We wish to have you come with us at a time to be announced to you soon. Thus was the gist of the message that was conveyed, and true to their promise, they did return to me.